Auto Park or at 991 West Alameda. Bring your donations to Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
Up to 5 quarts, hybrids and diesels excluded. Cans must be presented at time of purchase. See us for details.
Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to your Sunday afternoon helping of all things real estate, the best place for all your New Mexico real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I'm delighted to be hosting a very special discussion today regarding Unicopia, the Center for Sustainability, and its connection to Santa Fe's zero energy green jewel, the Emerald Home. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing my highly regarded in-studio guests who will be speaking to this topic. But before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these partners in particular is Cartwrights, and they can provide you with a full range of plumbing, heating, and cooling services. So for more information on Cartwrights, go to our radio show webpage, www.sfrp.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and I want to kick off things with some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, who is the advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Hi, Ray. Last week I spoke about QE2, the Federal Reserve's instrument intended to drive interest rates down and create liquidity in the banking system. This is the second round of quantitative easing of QE. First round, about a year and a half ago, was very successful. That's when the Fed, recognizing that there were no buyers for mortgage-backed securities, stepped in and bought $1.2 trillion in mortgages. That's averting a mortgage meltdown and or a shutdown. And as a result, interest rates decreased from about 5 3/8 down to 1 1/4. In this round, the Fed is actually buying their own financial instruments. In the earlier round, the Fed was buying instruments that could actually be resold later at a profit. In QE2, there is no such instrument, really. The Fed is printing money. Basically, they're buying their own securities, their own bonds, and manipulating their balance sheet. And this is potentially inflationary, though we could use a bit of inflation now, but the market doesn't like it. And in the first week of QE2, the market is sort of backed off because the Fed is buying short-term bonds, the 2-year and the 5-year, rather than the 10-year bond. As a result, mortgage-backed securities have dropped by 175 basis points, which is the most they've dropped in at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the resulting mortgage rates have popped up by 0.25% to 4 3/8. Rates are still low, historically low, but most pundits say that the bloom may be off the rose, and only time will tell, but it looks like rates have come up a little bit. They're not going to rise by a lot, and I think this week they may settle back a bit, but I don't think we're going to see the historically low rate again.
Yeah, don't you think this initial reaction was really just sort of the culture shock of the $600 billion price tag for QE2? And when things sort of settle down, we'll still maintain that incredibly low historic level of interest rates.
Well, I think what happened is they're looking for the Fed to buy at the end of the rate curve, and thereby bringing the 30-year rates down. And they didn't do that. They bought at the 2s and the 5s.
Gotcha.
And that disappointed the market.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and, you know, the market's very fickle right now.
Yeah, that's across the board, the stock market, the real estate market. I don't know anything that isn't fickle these days. But anyway, Andrew Hoffman, thank you so much for your very cogent commentary I guess we'll be talking to you next Sunday, and maybe QE2 will be a little bit better off at that point. How about that?
We hope so, don't we?
Yeah,
thank you.
Bet. All right, talk to you. I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management and with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. And now, we should have a drum roll, Gino. I'd like to welcome my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Maxine Suiza, and Farron Dancer, president of Sundancer Creations, LLC. Now, on the 25th of July, Maxine, Farron, and I were about ready to stage a remote broadcast of the radio show from the famous Emerald Home when we learned minutes before airtime that lightning had struck the KTRC tower the night before. A fair amount of electronics at the studio and the phone system was totally inoperable, so that show never aired. So here we are again sort of doing a makeup broadcast, and I promise, guys, no blackout, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, you guys really have a lot to talk about today, and we're going to devote the entire program, with one small exception later on, to talking about Unicopia and the Emerald Home. So let's start out, Maxine or Farron. Maxine, again, a colleague of mine at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Farron Dancer, a well-known builder here in town of Sundancer Creations, the entity that built the Emerald Home, and Maxine Suiza was marketing it as a broker. But you guys have changed your perspective. Let's talk, first of all, about what Unicopia is and then how that connects to the Emerald Home. Guys?
Well, Unicopia is a public benefit nonprofit corporation that began in 1987 in Los Angeles. The mission for Unicopia has always been getting people to understand their connectedness with the natural world, and also, empowering people to understand how to become a sustainable participant in this future of ours. Mm-hmm. So we've, about 2 years ago, Unicopia got reactivated. The educational outreach around the Emerald Home has been a key feature of the evolution of that project from the beginning. Uh-huh. We were training city inspectors and plan reviewers, as well as students and builders and realtors throughout the entire construction process. So at this point, we want to keep that educational model alive,
right,
and continue that outreach out into the future. And we're looking now to raise the funding for the Emerald Home to become the Unicopia Center for Sustainability.
Wow. And Maxine Suiza, again, a lot of people know about the Emerald Home. It was on the market at one point, fabulous property. Talk a little bit about and remind the listeners, what are the attributes of this magnificent home in Monte Sereno?
Well, we have talked about the fact that it's a zero-energy home, and a big part of what we were trying to do when building it was show that a high-end home could also be quite sustainable and a zero-energy home. So some of the features include photovoltaic electricity. The house is all electric. It's very clean. It's a very healthy home. Mm-hmm. The heating is geothermal, which means that we've used ground-source heat in the winter. It is radiant heating. We've used energy-efficient lighting throughout the house. The building envelope, which is probably what makes the house the most energy efficient, is extremely tight. We have 12-inch walls, external walls filled with cellulose insulation. Mm-hmm. Our internal walls are made from compressed earth block from site soil. We try to use as many recyclable and reclaimable resources along the way as we could. So those compressed earth blocks are, as I mentioned, are from site soil. We used reclaimed wood for the beams. We used finger-jointed studs to frame the home. And there's been a big focus, as I said, on sustainability. And then the healthy home piece as well, because the house is extremely green. We used no
VOC paints in the house. All of
define the VOC for the listeners, what that means.
Volatile organic compound.
Yes, that's correct. But what does that mean?
That means basically there's chemicals in the materials that outgas unhealthy substances. Do you want to say anything else on that, Farron?
Well, it wasn't just paints. There are all kinds of building products that we use in constructing homes outgas. And we use no outgassing materials in terms of adhesives, finishes, caulks, paints. The cabinets in the home have no formaldehyde. There's no formaldehyde in anything in the house. Of course, we don't use wall-to-wall carpeting that outgas very readily. So there are no toxins being generated within the house.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, we have a HEPA-filtered air exchange system.
And just again, for the inside baseball side of that, a HEPA filter means what to someone?
Well, I don't know what the tagline of HEPA stands for, but HEPA filtration is something that's used in everything from vacuum cleaners to HVAC systems.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's the kind of filtration that takes the most pollutants out of the air. In this case, you can even close up the Emerald Home in the springtime when the allergy season, the junipers are going off and everybody's miserable.
Right.
And you get this HEPA-filtered air that takes all the pollens and allergens out of the air that you're breathing inside the home.
Well, everyone's going to want to visit the Emerald Home about, about March, I think, probably, and to stay there throughout the season.
We'll throw an allergy party or something.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea. It could be a fundraiser, too. I tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about Unicopia, the Center for Sustainability, and the Emerald Home with my special guests, Maxine Suisa and Farron Dancer. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
In times like these, strangers at your door should be treated cautiously. But unwelcome strangers in your home can be your worst nightmare. Home invasion is a form of armed robbery where criminals break into homes through unlocked or open doors and windows. They even trick people into opening their doors to confront victims face to face. They can be after money and valuables, threaten personal assault, or take members of the family captive. But you can be proactive against these disturbing attacks. Learn how to protect yourself against home invasions. Never open the door to strangers. Secure your home with high security locks and quality door and window hardware. Consider a home security system and even a dog. It's also a good idea to devise an action plan for your family in case intruders ever do enter your home. To learn more about how to keep your home safe from intruders, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we're talking here in the studio about Unicopia, the Center for Sustainability, and the Emerald Home, and how these two entities connect. I have Maxine Suisa, who is a broker with the firm I'm associated with, Santa Fe Realty Partners, and Farron Dancer, who is the president of Sundancer Creations, with me in the studio. Before we go back into our conversation, I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation easement. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to www.discovercanyonridge.com. That's www.discovercanyonridge.com or call 877-469-7707 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Okay, back to my conversation with Maxine Suisa and Farron Dancer regarding the Unicopia, the Center for Sustainability and the Emerald Home. In the first segment, we were talking about the Emerald Home, Maxine, which you used to list as a property for sale, but now you've got a grander vision for it. So let's go back, though, a little bit to some of the sort of issues and things about the Emerald Home and how that transitions to Unicopia.
Well, that's it. Perfect. Really what started happening even before we broke ground with the Emerald Home was the educational outreach and the very large interest in the building of this zero-energy jewel. And even starting with the groundbreaking, we had 75 or so public officials and interested parties there to learn more about it. Farron, through the United States Green Building Council and the Santa Fe Community College, obtained a grant to document the building of the home. And so we have been thinking about the educational piece all along. Back while the house was under construction, we had about 85 realtors who were interested in their green designation visit the home. We've had city inspectors visit the home to learn more about it when we were working on our thermal bypass inspection. We've had educators from colleges around the country come and tour the home during the Parade of Home last year, and which we won 3 awards. We had over 2,000 people come to tour the home and ask questions, and we're very curious about it. And so then we realized that the educational outreach and the importance of that for green-collar building and the sustainable consciousness of home building was greater than just the building of this one home, and that really tied us back to Farron's nonprofit, Unicopia, and how could we get those two ideas to work together.
Uh-huh. And on that score, that's a very nice segue. Farron Dancer, I have a question before you go into it. I'm curious, how do you guys define, which is a fascinating phrase, green-collar jobs? I'm just curious what that all encompasses. And of course, it's going to become more prominent as time goes on.
Well, you know, there's kind of a snag in the economy right now, and there's a lot of jobs that aren't happening, especially in the building trades.
Yes.
And what we're looking towards in terms of a more sustainable economy and a sustainable building approach to things is what we call green-collar jobs. And these jobs will be based on technologies that have to do with renewable energies, have to do with green building techniques and sustainability in terms of the buildings themselves and in terms of the environment, site impact, land restoration, and the like, you know, saving habitat. So there's a shift in consciousness that we're going through right now during this lull in our economy and in the building business in general. And there are many entities, both governmental and nonprofit entities here in New Mexico, that are really looking to push the new sustainable economy forward, and sustainable meaning renewable energy, less dependence on gas and oil, and coal, and the jobs that will be created from that will be what we call green-collar jobs.
Okay, and that's an excellent answer to the question. And actually, I did receive a question, too, regarding green training, but I'll hold that for a minute from one of our listeners. Thank you, Sam, for sending it in. Let's go into, Maxine was talking about the Emerald Home, and let's segue into the connection between that and Unicopia.
Well, even at the time, about 3 years ago, when I was doing the designs for the Emerald Home, because we were really willing to go the distance in terms of creating the most green and sustainable house that we could, my thought from the get-go was, wow, how could this be maintained as a model? So that people, not only in the higher end, because the Emerald Home is a high-end home, but how does that pertain to the population in general, and how does it pertain from everything from affordable housing to remodeling and retrofits all the way up to luxury homes?
Right.
And because we were willing to go the distance and do anything and everything we could to make the Emerald Home as green and sustainable as possible, the examples that go on and on throughout the entire project can be looked at from just countless perspectives and applied to various projects from, like I said, remodeling, retrofit, right, all the way to affordable housing.
And you're too modest to say this, and so are you, Maxine, but I will say it. The Emerald Home is one of the best examples, is probably one of the models in the entire country for what you can do with green building and sustainability. I mean, isn't that the bottom line? I mean, it is a showcase for everyone around the United States to really learn about.
Well, it is. And for those of the listeners that don't know what a HERS rating is, a home energy rating system, a typical code-built U.S. home is a HERS 100. And the lower your HERS index, the more energy efficient a home is. And right now, we accomplished the feat of having a HERS minus 2 for the Emerald Home. And obviously, we've gotten a lot of attention from it. Senator Bingham in here, our local U.S. senator, who is the chairman of the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, visited the home last winter and has subsequently arranged tours for other nonprofits and staff and friends and so on, because of its significance. We just now won an award from Green Builder magazine out of the East as being a fantastic regional example of green building. Because we have our Pueblo style or our Santa Fe style as the architecture for the Emerald Home, people tend to see it as regional. But in essence, it is. We've taken our tradition here and shown how you can build a net zero energy home using that traditional architecture.
Mm-hmm. So the connection between the Emerald Home, I can do it in my simple mind, the bright line between the two, between the Emerald Home and Unicopia, the Center for Sustainability, is what's the best way of defining that in one sentence?
Well, we are going to continue on with educational models with Unicopia as the nonprofit umbrella for these projects, not as the building entity as such, but as the educational outreach entity for ongoing models. Mm-hmm. And I now have three more educational models in the works, which I'd be glad to get into some detail.
We'll talk about that. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, we're getting closer to a break anyway. Let's just take it a few seconds early, and then we'll come back and we'll go down these other projects, which are very relevant to this conversation today, with Farron Dancer. Maxine Suisa of Santa Fe Realty Partners is with us here in the studio. We're talking about Unicopia, the Center for Sustainability, and the Emerald Home and how they connect. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate.
Had a rough day and doesn't feel like himself until he feels the sudden tightness in his chest. Ron never thought he'd actually have a heart attack.
Until Joel is administering CPR, he never thought he'd actually save a life.
When you train with the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about all things Unicopia and the Emerald Home. And then my special in-studio guests are Maxine Suisa, a broker colleague of mine at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and Farron Dancer, who is the president of Sundancer Creations. Before we go back into our conversation here, I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't have to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see my friend Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551, and let Fast Signs find solutions to all your graphic needs. I now want to welcome the well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll, to the program. Annie offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients, and today is going to offer her thoughts about the attributes of the famous Emerald Home. Hi, Annie. How you doing today?
Great, Ray. Thank you.
Now, you spoke to Maxine Suisa before, and you're very familiar with the Emerald Home. And we're talking about some other issues associated with how the Emerald Home is being used as a educational facility and the like. But from your standpoint, as an interior designer, this is quite a jewel in our community, isn't it?
Well, we are so fortunate to have this, to have the Emerald Home in our community, and all of the people that have seen it and that have become interested in green design and sustainable living. It's really a treasure to have this in our backyard, and what an amazing the Unicopia project, and having even further education and opening it up in such a broader way. I think we're really blessed to have that in our community.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting, too, because as an interior designer, someone who works with a lot of clients, a lot of different properties around Santa Fe and actually around the country, you probably see this as a very unique opportunity to not only take all the attributes of a beautiful building, property, and use that as a site for this educational component. You just don't have that very often with properties that you work on, do you, Annie?
No, we don't. And one of the things that I wanted to mention was that I work, you know, with individuals either remodeling or building new homes, and there is quite an interest in the HERS rating, for sure, and in green design in general. And the word green, I sometimes get nervous that the word green is going to go like the word natural or fresh. You know, what does it really mean?
Sure.
And how do I help my clients break it down to what it means for them when they're looking at remodeling a house, and what are the factors to consider when you're choosing finishes in a house? There's many factors, you know, when you start to even look at using a stone, for example,
mm-hmm.
and the difference between using a sandstone or a porphyry or a slate versus using a material such as a granite or a marble.
And that's a very interesting point, and actually you've motivated Farron Dancer, the builder extraordinaire, to basically comment on what you were just talking about. So, Farron, what do you want to say to Annie?
Well, I thought I'd just mention the six basic categories of green building that we addressed in the Santa Fe City Code and is addressed in certification programs across the country. And those categories are energy efficiency, obviously. But then you go into water efficiency, which is a huge issue here in our neck of the woods. Resource efficiency, and that means using as much material that's locally sourced as possible. And in the case of what we did with the Emerald Home, reclaimed, recycled materials, not just in terms of the building structure, but in terms of countertops and recycled glass tile and mm-hmm. on from there. And then you get into the indoor air quality piece, and even in a remodeling or retrofit situation, you want to really address the indoor environmental quality. The final two pieces are site impact and how we, you know, impact the environment and restore the environment once the project is complete.
Mm-hmm.
And the final piece is education, not only for the homeowner, but for the public in general.
And Annie, you raise a very interesting point, the fact that we have a facility like the Emerald Home, and with the vision that Maxine and Farron are talking about today, it could, in fact, be a place where you would want to encourage your own clients to go to bone up on green issues as you're working with them from an interior design standpoint. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the word reclaimed, we'll just talk about wood for a moment. You know, people have an idea, and the product bamboo, and bamboo is a sustainable product, but bamboo comes from China. So why not use a reclaimed wood that's in our area that isn't a sustainable wood necessarily, but that's reclaimed? It makes a lot more sense to me to use a product like that. So what I was saying was that there's so many impacts that apply to the overall carbon footprint. How are the products extracted and manufactured and transported? For example, as I was saying, the sandstone and porphyry and slate, those come out of the ground in a flagging material. So there's more manual labor used to extract the material. They're using limited equipment as opposed to a granite or marble where there's sandblasting and there's heavy equipment to get the material out and then to finish the material. So it's not just what is the material, but how is the material, how is it used, what has to happen to the material to get it to the end user. It's a little bit deeper, and I think that's why the education is so important, and I'm finding myself learning more in order to educate people that are coming in and are interested, you know, even as it applies to fabrics,
mm-hmm.
To light bulbs, to, you know, to carpet. There's carpets now that are made from plastic, from bottles. There's there's materials that are made from cardboard. I mean, there's so many things. It's just it's really a new growing area that I do find people very interested in it.
Yeah, well, and you're getting lots of this is radio, so you can't see it, Annie, but you've got a lot of nodding heads here between Maxine and Farron about your comments. So I want to thank you, as always, Annie O'Carroll, for your observations about this very unique property and this whole aspect that we're discussing today. If you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo on the radio show webpage. Annie, thanks so much for carving out time on your Sunday. Really appreciate your commentary.
Thank you. Great show, Ray.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so back to my conversation. That was good stuff. There's another person who has a corollary business here in real estate, interior design, and it all ties together, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that the whole message you guys are trying to deliver today?
Exactly.
Well, so we sort of framed again, and I'm still, you know, because I'm sort of dumb, I'm trying to make this connection between the Emerald Home and Unicopia. So, Maxine, help me a little bit more so that I'm sure all the listeners have got it, but for me, tell me why I'm not getting this connection. So go ahead.
Well, actually, Farron and I have talked quite a bit about this. Our goal is to keep the Emerald Home open as the Unicopia Center for Sustainability. So we're trying to raise funds in that direction. And as Farron mentioned, Unicopia is a 501c3 organization, so people can make tax deductions.
All right, now you've laid that track out there. So if someone was interested, Unicopia is very easy to find. How do they get a hold of you guys? Do they go online and just look up unicopia.org or something?
Yeah, unicopia.org. Uh-huh. Just Google unicopia.org. You'll get the basic input on what we're doing and how to contact us.
Uh-huh. And if they wanted to participate, you guys are going to be rolling out some plans, some things that will have high public profile opportunities for people to participate. As a matter of fact, if I can, with your permission, Maxine, I actually had two questions that came in through email. Maxine, are you going to work with local high schools for tours of the Emerald Home? That came in from Nancy. You thought that was a pretty good idea, huh?
I would love to do that. And that really ties into what Farron and I are talking about in terms of educational outreach. It's just an interesting segue. A few weeks ago, somebody from the community college who teaches interior design said, oh, I would love for you to come in and talk about the green interior design features, much
really?
Along the line that Annie spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are very open and very interested in doing tours. And for high school students, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, it's a good place. They're old enough to appreciate what it is, and it's a great foundation for maybe even going towards that green job opportunity down the road. Start
Absolutely.
Thinking about it when you're going to college and how the changing economy and the changing environment is going to impact you as a kid, the kind of work you might be doing 10, 15 years from now. So, Nancy, thank you for that suggestion. I think I don't know if you're a teacher, but why don't you send me another email and I can get put you in touch with Maxine. And then I had another email, if I can just throw this out to you, Farron. Hi, Ray. Can Maxine and Farron tell me how I can partake of their green job training and what the cost is? That's from Sam. What's your comment on that?
Well, currently I'm working with another local nonprofit organization called Earthworks Institute, which is the entity that actually does the hands-on green-collar training programs.
They're here or where?
They are here in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And we are collaborating on several upcoming projects, and these are a couple of the educational models that I mentioned previously.
Mm-hmm.
So if your listener who
Sam.
Made that inquiry, Sam,
mm-hmm.
just contact me. Go to unicopia.org. You'll find the contact. Get a hold of me, and I'll get you some more information.
Well, he asked a question. It may not be something that you can answer. It's maybe not one size fits all, but about the costs associated with green training. I mean, that obviously is people are sort of factoring in whether or not they want to go that route is going to be a natural question, particularly in this current economy. Any thoughts on what that might be? And maybe that's too big a question to ask.
Well, it's, you know, it depends on the level of which they want to participate.
Sure.
They want to go through a program at the Santa Fe Community College through the sustainability programs out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's courses being offered in that regard and degrees being offered in that regard. If they want to go through one of the nonprofits and get hands-on job training like we're going to be offering in the future, that's a different program altogether. And there's no, like, set cost. It depends on the commitment, the length of time, and the specifics involved.
Mm-hmm. Maxine, you thought Nancy had a great idea about the high school connection. How would you proceed with something like that? I mean, just basically open it up to the school system, say we've got a curriculum that maybe the high school students would like. I mean, I don't know how you dovetail that.
Yeah, I'd really need to get a few more details. We can do it several different ways because, as I mentioned, Farron created a 15-unit course
mm-hmm.
on design and building of the Emerald Home, so that has a lot of features. That's available, as well as a tour. The tour is usually about 2 hours to really get a good sense of seeing the Emerald Home, understanding how it was built, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are multiple different ways. It could be visiting in the classroom in terms of taking a section and teaching a piece of how to build this green home, and then seeing the Emerald Home or using that online course.
Yeah, the Emerald Home
is
such a great laboratory, isn't it, Farron?
Well, yes, it is. And we've been doing these tours for students over the last couple of years during
mm-hmm.
construction and since the completion of the project, essentially through the Santa Fe Community College. We've done many tours for students, but we are open to the high schools, and if educational entities want to contact us and arrange for a tour, we can manage that in the future. And obviously, this is a big reason why we want to keep the home available as the Center for Sustainability, so these opportunities maintain out into the future.
Right, and so again, if anyone has any interest at all in any subject matter here, whether it's personally for them, a green job kind of future, or if there's someone out there, maybe Nancy's associated with the high school system here in Santa Fe, go to unicopia.org, and you can get all the contact information there. Let's just keep it real simple. Get a hold of Farron, get a hold of Maxine, and talk about this further. I'll tell you what, Gina, let's take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate and give Farron and Maxine an extra minute here at the end of the show. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about the Emerald Home and about Unicopia, the Center for Sustainability. Please stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
This is Healthcare 411, information for better health. ARC Director Dr. Carolyn Clancy talks about a new tool that will help consumers identify high-quality nursing homes for family members or loved ones in need of long-term care. Dr. Clancy, please tell us about this new tool.
It's called Nursing Home Compare. The federal government unveiled this web-based tool with the intent of giving consumers a snapshot of the care that individual nursing homes provide. The tool uses a 5-star quality rating system to assign a rating to every Medicare and Medicaid certified nursing home in the United States. Nursing Home Compare is very easy to use. It's set up so that consumers can pick from lists of selections to get the right information.
To use Nursing Home Compare and the Nursing Home Checklist, visit medicare.gov/NHCompare. Healthcare 411 is produced by ARC, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Rand Gardner for Healthcare 411.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference. Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we have had a very interesting roundtable conversation. Before we go back into it, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700, and let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. I also want to talk about the law firm of Shure, Yost & Patterson, which has roots going back more than 50 years. Now, the current firm was established in 1993 as a general civil law practice staffed by attorneys with broad experience in real estate and commercial transactions and litigation, estate planning, business planning, and formation, banking law, and tax planning. Boy, they do everything, don't they? Shure, Yost & Patterson maintains the highest rating of quality for law firms, an AV rating by Martindale Hubbell, and the firm's attorneys are also featured in the Bar Register of Preeminent Lawyers, as well as the Best Lawyers in America, a peer-reviewed rating service. Shure, Yost & Patterson can be found on the Internet at SantaFeLawyers.com. That's SantaFeLawyers.com, or they can be reached by telephone at 505-989-7500. So anyway, back to my in-studio guest, Maxine Suisa, a colleague of mine at Santa Fe Realty Partners, and Farron Dancer, who is the president of Sundancer Creations. Guys, we've been talking about Unicopia, Center for Sustainability, and the Emerald Home. But, Farron, I want to sort of switch gears because you alluded to it earlier in the program. You've got three other projects that dovetail nicely with what these two entities are all about. Go ahead.
First, I just want to say hi to my wife, Lainey Dancer,
yes,
who is going to be here with us in the studio today.
Sorry, Lainey.
Huge inspiration behind the evolution of Unicopia and the Emerald Home, and she was under the weather today and couldn't join us.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I also want to give you a plug, too. 2 seconds here. I want to say Farron Dancer is going to have his own radio show starting in January, and what's that going to be called?
Green Talk Radio.
Wow, boy. Well, I hope you trademarked that. You should talk to the Shure, Yost & Patterson law firm to make sure you got that one under your...
Okay, can I get their number from
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, I'll give it to you after the show. But anyway, go ahead, talk about your other three projects.
Okay, well, as I mentioned previously, there's a number of other educational models in the works. One is a kind of the people's off-grid net zero energy home model that I'm currently in permitting for County Santa Fe County Commissioner Kathy Holian and her husband Brad Holian. This will be built up on the Glorieta Mesa. It's approximately 1,150 square feet. Again, off-grid, 100% water catchment, no well, black water, gray water, Of course, it makes all its own energy. It's off-grid. And interestingly, Brad and Kathy chose to maintain the vision for an off-grid model, even though the utilities go up the road not far from their house, because they're, well, we're calling the project the Glorieta Freedom Ranch.
Wow.
And the freedom part has to do with being out from under the yoke, as it were, of the utility company.
Very appropriate. That's a very revolutionary name for a ranch, isn't it?
Well, I think in this case it is.
Yeah.
So we're actually the Holians provided funding through Unicopia to document this project, and we'll make another online course. And by the way, the Emerald Home course will be available online on the Unicopia website coming up in the coming months, and I'll be making an announcement on that. And then the Glorieta Freedom Ranch course will be available down the road as well.
Interesting. So those three projects the three projects you're focusing on are important to you right now. But how, Maxine, do they tie in with Unicopia and the Emerald Home? Let's put this in a bow. Actually, before I do that, you're signaling.
Well, the ultimate tie-in is for a project that's in the planning phase, and it's a net zero energy community vision.
Okay.
And that vision kind of got inspired by my visits to Washington, D.C., where I sat in on numerous international net zero energy workshops. And I've seen what they're doing community-wise in other countries such as Canada and China. Uh-huh. And we need a model in the U.S., and that's one of the big missions now of Unicopia is to create that model. And the Emerald Home, as the Center for Sustainability, will be, and I'm going to turn it over to Maxine to talk about this.
Very good.
Well, this really how all of these projects tie together with Unicopia, first and foremost, is the educational model and educational outreach. And what we ultimately want to show is that there are many, many variations of green and sustainable. And it's finding the pieces that fit right for an individual. So that's the overlying connector is this educational piece. But the other thing that we're really hoping that to use the Center for Sustainability for is a think tank, so that we can have leaders from around the world that are knowledgeable on green and sustainable building practices and lifestyles, not just building practices, to really get together and think and formulate the possibility of building a similar kind of community in the United States.
Sure.
That would be the ultimate dream.
And how, I mean, that's incredibly ambitious, but very necessary as we go down the path here. How would you do that? I mean, that sounds like that's a global project in every sense. So how would you accomplish it?
Well, like I mentioned, I was kind of locked up in a conference room in D.C. for 3 days with these experts from different countries.
Well, that's either going to motivate you or drive you crazy.
Yeah, well, it drove me crazy, and then it motivated the heck out of me. And I realized that we used to have a huge leadership role in these realms, and now we have fallen way, way behind. And I've actually been hitting on the Department of Energy and some other government entities to see if I can get some support to roll out a model in this way for the U.S. Thus far, I haven't been too successful in terms of knocking on government doors. But a lot of people that I've talked to understand the necessity for this. And this is a big feature of what we're up to in terms of, I can bring those experts in from Canada that I've made good relationships with. They've been doing this. In Canada now, they have a project called Drake's Landing with 320 geothermal wells that heat the entire community. So you get into more of the renewable centralized energy instead of just sticking PV on individual houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the future direction we need to go, and that's what the Center for Sustainability will be utilized to bring those experts together and create the vision that we want to create.
As always, your font of information, we were laughing about it during the break, that the show should run for about 3 hours so we could totally exhaust all the things you want to talk about there, and that probably wouldn't be enough time. We've got about 3 minutes here, Gino, about 2 minutes, yeah, 3 minutes. So in those 3 minutes, let's sort of reframe for the listeners what the connection is between Unicopia, the Center for Sustainability, and the Emerald Home, and what maybe in the near term are some things that people ought to be looking for, Maxine.
Okay, let me think for a second, because that was a lot of things thrown together. But again, Unicopia and the Center for Sustainability Our goal is to house that center at the Emerald Home. And the nice thing about the way the Emerald Home was built is it would very easily facilitate seminars, workshops, and think tanks. The space is such that there are good meeting areas and things like that.
Right.
And really, at
plus, it's a beautiful place to be working in, right?
That's really true. It's a very nice place to go to.
Yeah.
And really work on the educational outreach, like the high school, the person that asked about high school tours, the online courses, the meetings, the seminars. That's really where we want to start.
And then maybe, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but maybe after you've created sort of the model here where you can trumpet and frame for other people, you can take that and say, hey, look what we've created here, just using our local resources, local people. Hey, let's take it global, right? I mean, I know you want to take over the world, so
right, that would be
wonderful. That's your goal, right?
Well, just the name Unicopia implies kind of the big picture.
Exactly. Well, in order to get that off the ground, again, you guys are raising money, and so you invite anyone who is motivated by what you're talking about today to go to unicopia.org. If someone wanted to pick up the phone and give you a jingle, though, who should they call, the two of you?
Well, they can call me at 670-9299, or they can call Maxine at
570-0550.
Well, I want to ask you guys before I go into sort of the close here of the show, was this better than doing a remote broadcast in July?
This was so much better. We had talked about that, actually. Yeah. And there's wonderful things about the remote broadcast. We actually did your first
live remote broadcast during the period of home. You guys created the template for me, and it's taken off. We've done 25 of them this year so far, and they've been hugely successful.
And we'll take credit for breaking in Ray.
Thank you. And I couldn't, you know, for someone like me that is coming from Farron Dancer, that is a high compliment. I appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you, Ray.
And I look forward to your show. Again, it's going to start in January, right?
January 8th, Saturday, is my first show, Green Talk Radio.
Very good. I want to thank Maxine Suisa of Santa Fe Realty Partners and Farron Dancer of Sundancer Creations for bringing some very interesting commentary to the show today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a very fine program today. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so please call me at 989-8900, and please join me next Sunday for a remote broadcast of the show from 638 Camino del Monte Sol on the east side of Santa Fe. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Progressive Talk for Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico. Talk 1260, KTRC AM, Santa Fe.
Congestion and opening up the roads. So stick your heads out those windows. Hang out your fat tongues and ride the wind, doggies. Ride the wind. CSX, how tomorrow moves. To find out more, go to CSX.com.